This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now the news for January 4th, 2022. As we reported earlier today, in lieu of bringing back the Disney dining plan, starting tomorrow, guests will be eligible for a Disney dining promo card with select vacation packages. The full details on that offer we'll now talk about. The Disney dining promo card will be available for arrivals between June 25th and September 14th, 2023. A four-night minimum stay with a four-day minimum ticket are required. The digital card will be sent to guests after check-in at their resort and must be presented during transactions at participating dining locations. From June 25th through June 30th and July 11th through July 31st, the promo card amount will be $35 per night for value resorts, $75 per night for moderate resorts and cabins, and $125 per night for deluxe resorts and Disney deluxe villas. For July 1st through July 10th and August 1st through September 14th, promo card will amount to $50 a night for a value resort, $100 a night for a moderate and a cabin, and $150 per night for deluxe resorts and Disney deluxe villas. For all dates, the maximum value of the promo card can be $750. These values are per night, not per guest, mind you. The amount remains the same regardless of the number of guests per reservation. The room and ticket package must be non-discounted to receive the Disney Dining promo card offer. The offer will go live again tomorrow, January 5th, and a list of participating resorts and dining venues will be available on the Walt Disney World website at that time. Please do not contact The Vacationeer, our wonderful travel agent sponsor, nor the Walt Disney Company about this offer before tomorrow, because they are not supposed to say anything about it. We're basically telling you about it early, so keep that in mind. The Disney dining plan has been unavailable since the parks closed in March of 2020 due to COVID. It was ostensibly absent because of the limited dining options and lack of staffing when the parks reopened. On June 30th, 2021, Disney stated they were planning to bring back the Disney dining plan. However, they provided no date or anything, and no update has been provided since then either. Of course, in the past, Disney would typically offer the dining program for free with stays in late summer to early fall. It certainly changed depending on the year. It remains unclear if the dining plan is going to come back. I would dare say all of the hints and everything we've seen since the closure and since the return indicate that they want it to come back. You still see like the dining plan, snack credit, signage, and all that stuff is still around. So obviously there is some thought that it will return. This does seem to indicate that it is probably still going to be a while. I don't know if they're waiting for demand to drop somewhat. I mean, it is not uncommon for the restaurants to be pretty full these days. Even some restaurants that used to be pretty easy to book are now much harder. I mean, you guys know me. You know how I make a living, to quote Jaws. I like to go to Sanaa. I remember pre-COVID, I could pull that Sanaa reservation any day and almost any time. In this era, it's harder. I have to do a little more finagling to try to pull that Sanaa reservation. It is not, you know, not typically one of the most in-demand places to dine either. Some of that is staffing and some of that is demand. Like the parks have been crowded. The demand has been there since the parks reopened and it continues to be there. Although starting to offer discounts like this maybe shows a softening. Maybe there is, at least for the summer next year. Booking looks real soft and they're looking to rectify that in some way, shape, or form. But that being said, again, I think people forget that summer has also, pre-COVID, summer became sort of a lighter season. The world eventually caught on to the fact that, I don't know the best way to put this, but Central Florida is kind of miserable in the summer. It's very hot and very humid. And, you know, if you're a family with kids, that's rough. That's a rough environment to be in. And people caught on and started traveling at other times of year, and summer sort of became not a peak season anymore. And that's sort of what we're seeing with this discount offer. Not that it's the greatest deal ever. I mean, free money is free money. If you're not a pass holder, you're not DVC, you know, and you're not going to take advantage of any other offer, then there's no reason not to take the free money of this deal towards dining. You're going to eat at Disney World, right? So any amount of money they give you is welcome. So that's where things are. I couldn't tell you. I don't think they know a return date for the dining plan. And if they don't know, we sure as hell have no idea. The other thing I want to talk about real quick, there's a little bit of drama about this story I want to talk about for a moment. So travel agents were sworn to secrecy on this story. They were told you really can't say anything until the 5th. And so we ran the story early, which is nothing new at WDWNT. I mean, we've been posting stuff early forever. It's news, right? I mean, you know, Apple, how often does the iPhone remain a complete secret until, you know, it's released? Not often, right? That's just the way all this works. And so a lot of Disney travel agents were offended by the fact that we posted this early, even though it was then run on every other Disney fan site. I know Disney Food Blog and several others posted. No one writes those comments under them because it's only fun to pick on us. Double standards, right, folks? So I just want to say this real quick. Again, we are not a travel agent. I did not get the information from a travel agent, and I am under no restriction, and certainly Disney Food Blog and other fan sites are not under that either. So, I mean, these are news sites, and the news is out there. It's to be shared, and I don't see the damage in letting people know about a special offer the day before it's released. If anything, I would dare say their sales on the 5th will probably be better, thanks to all the publicity this has gotten from this early announcement. So I just want to throw that out there. We have an obligation to our viewers and to the general public and to the consumer to advocate for them. I have no obligation to preferred Disney travel agents. I'm not knocking anyone who is, but if you think because you were sworn to secrecy that the rest of us have to do that, it's absurd. And the other part of that I want to comment on is that it's somewhat, I don't agree with it because, so here's the thing that was happening about 24 hours before the story came out, because they had already told the travel agents this deal was coming. A lot of them were going on their personal social media, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, and using like food emoji symbols to be like, oh, some very exciting news is coming on the 5th. I can't wait to tell you. I can't tell you yet. And let's be perfectly honest. That is real misleading because everyone thought that meant the return of the dining plan, which people were very excited about. People like the dining plan. People, you know, not my thing, but I get it. Sometimes you don't want to think on vacation. It feels all inclusive. You want to just have the meals planned out. You know they're paid for. Everything's set. I get it. And you cause like this false excitement over the return of the dining plan. That's the other reason I felt motivated to post this early, was I felt like the travel agents were really, not everyone, this is not a cover-all, plenty of travel agents didn't do it, but there were certainly some of them with social media followings that were misleading the public. And so I thought the proper information needed to get to people. It's not necessarily a negative story. It doesn't reflect poorly on Disney. It doesn't reflect poorly on anyone else. So to have false outrage about this when you were sort of knowingly misleading the public is somewhat gross, and I don't approve of it. And so, you decide at home in the comments. What's worse, me putting out the news early as a news outlet, or these authorized Disney vacation planners deciding that they should tease you with something that they knew what you were going to assume and still decided to put that tease out in that way? I don't agree. But let me know in the comments. Am I wrong? Am I wrong in this situation? I'm happy to hear some other thoughts on it. But let's continue with the news. Enough about this story. According to the Orlando Business Journal, the Reedy Creek lawsuit, which was filed against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and various state agencies, may be moving forward. The OBJ states that an unopposed motion to change venue was filed December 7th by attorney William J. Sanchez of Miami-based William J. Sanchez and Associates, PA, who is representing the plaintiffs in the case, Osceola County residents Michael, Leslie, and Eduardo Ferranda, and Orange County resident Vivian Gonzalez. This past May, we reported that the Osceola County residents who filed the lawsuit argued that they and other taxpayers will have to shoulder Disney's $1 billion in bond debt if Reedy Creek Improvement District is in fact dissolved. Quote, it is without question that defendant Governor DeSantis intended to punish Disney for a First Amendment protected ground of free speech. The lawsuit states, defendant's violation of Disney's First Amendment rights directly resulted in a violation of plaintiff's 14th Amendment rights to due process of law. DeSantis and other state agencies filed a motion to dismiss the case on August 19th, arguing that it should be dismissed due to various issues, including the fact that it was filed in Miami-Dade County rather than Tallahassee. Plaintiffs have reviewed defendants' motion to dismiss and agreed to defendants' request to change venue to Leon County, Florida, said the December motion. Plaintiffs have already indicated in their response to the defendant's motion to dismiss that they do not waive any rights to challenge defendant's motion to dismiss once venue has been changed to Leon County. So that Reedy Creek drama rolls on. Late last week, we reported that the Walt Disney World College program had a cast member missing, Mauricia Burton. According to Jordan Russo, a friend of her sister, Mauricia has been found. According to a post on Facebook, Mauricia was at the police station with some of her family. She went on to say that they are currently discussing what happened and what is next. She went on to say that her family will probably have an update once they get all the answers. But at least we know she is safe. The newest souvenir sipper at Walt Disney World is a salute to all Muppets, but mostly Sam Eagle. It's hard to do that without looking at it. At Regal Eagle Smokehouse in the American Adventure at Epcot, guests can now pick up this Sam Eagle sipper. It's $16.29, served with your choice of assorted Coca-Cola offerings. A salute to Diet Coke and no ice, mostly. He has his hand over his heart as if reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Sipper is mostly light blue, except, of course, for Sam's distinctive brow and eyes. The top of his head and brow are removable for filling the sipper. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. And I do recommend them if you are going to book that dining offer. I recommend them in general, but definitely with this offer, you're going to need some guidance. So get some help. Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy is closed. It's an unannounced closure at Disney's Hollywood Studios that has been ongoing for several days now. The attraction is located inside the Sunset Showcase, which is right next door to Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. As of the time of recording, the attraction was still closed. It's unknown as to why. Of course, the show is pretty complicated. It features a very complicated Lightning McQueen audio animatronic and a lot of technical aspects beyond that. So it's unknown what's going on. Hopefully it's getting fixed because I think it's a cute little show. Hope it comes back soon. Inspired by the climactic duel of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker, a limited edition Battle of the Heroes Legacy lightsaber set has arrived at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities at the studios. It's $375. This limited edition set features the lightsaber hilts used by Obi-Wan and Anakin in a collectible case with a black and red design reminiscent of the molten fissures of Mustafar. This set is a limited release with only 5,000 produced. The exterior of the hinge case reads Legacy Lightsaber below the metal latch and Battle of the Heroes on the top. Both are in Arabesh, the language of the Star Wars universe. Battle of the Heroes is also the name of the piece that was written by John Williams. That's the score that plays during the fight scene. The set comes with both the case and the hilts, but no blades. The blades can be purchased separately because money. Both Obi-Wan and Anakin's lightsabers in this set will illuminate in blue. The edition number is printed inside the lid, and Battle of the Heroes Legacy lightsaber set is in English above Arabesh reading, limited edition. Quotes by Anakin and Obi-Wan from the end of the battle are to the right. Run Disney has announced their upcoming 2023-2024 dates and races. The 2023 Run Disney Virtual Series is June through August 2023. General registration will open April 25th. Note, virtual races are for U.S. addresses only. The 2023 Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend, November 2nd through the 5th, 2023. Club Run Disney registration will open March 14th. General registration March 21st. And virtual event registration on March 24th. The 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend will take place January 3rd through the 7th. Club Run Disney registration will be April 4th of this year, general registration April 11th, and virtual registration April 14th. The 2024 Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend is February 22nd through the 25th of 2024. Club Run Disney can register June 13th, general registration June 20th, and virtual event registration is June 23rd. The 2024 Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend is April 18th to the 21st of 24. Club Run Disney can register August 15th, general registration August 22nd, and virtual event registration August 25th. The races will include in-person races through Disney parks to virtual events that can be run from almost any location, at least in the U.S. Quote, as we look towards the new year, runners can gear up for even more miles and more magic coming to come during the next race season. Also, good luck to everyone running the Walt Disney World Marathon events this week, including our own Nick LoCicero, I know, is doing the dopey. So good luck, everybody. To mark the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company, Disney is offering loads of commemorative merchandise, including the new Disney 100 Pandora charm and bracelet set. This stylish bracelet can be found at the Uptown Jewelers on Main Street, USA in the Magic Kingdom. It certainly will be at other locations as well. It's $335, so you could choose this or a lightsaber set. I don't know. This seems somewhat even more practical than lightsabers to me, honestly. The 100th anniversary Pandora charm and bracelet set comes with an Oswald the Lucky Rabbit charm and a commemorative jewelry box. We are told that additional 7 characters will be added to fill the empty spaces in the box, although it's unclear who the characters will be at this time. However, it has been assured that there will be enough to fill the case. The sterling silver Disney 100th anniversary snake bracelet has a Mickey Mouse clasp. The Mickey head clasp of the bracelet features a 14-karat gold medallion with the words Disney 100 engraved in the center. And the silver Oswald the Lucky Rabbit dangle charm features Oswald hanging by one hand from the loop, waving and holding a lab-created diamond in his hand. And his pants are made of 14-karat gold. So some fancy pants. There are 8 round slots in the interior of the commemorative jewelry box, again for those charms, and a center holder for the charm bracelet. The Mickey head-shaped jewelry box is constructed from padded platinum-colored material and features Disney 100 embossed in the center of the lid. If you're headed over to Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground to watch the iconic and long-running Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review, you might want to stop at the Settlement Trading Post nearby to do some shopping. And the reason for that is they have a new Hoop-Dee-Doo item that I absolutely had to have. It's a Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review washboard magnet. It's $14.99, and yes, it is the only version of the washboard you could take home without getting trespassed from the Walt Disney World Resort. So we have to settle for this one for now. But Disney, if you're listening, we will buy full-size replica washboards. I need to tell you this again. We will absolutely pay whatever amount of money you want to take home the full-size washboard. So please, please sell it to us. This April, a new stage show will debut at Hong Kong Disneyland. It's Stella Lu's Wonderful Wishes Ballet. The new show, which will feature 12 members from the Hong Kong Ballet, will be performed at the Storybook Theater at Hong Kong Disneyland. The Hong Kong ballet dancers will be joined by Stella Lu and Duffy and friends as well for a special performance that will take place 5 times a day on select dates in April. The show will showcase the transformative power of dreams and wishes. Exact dates have not yet been announced. We have reached critical mass for Duffy and Friends, where even the Hong Kong ballet is going to do a show with Duffy and Friends. I mean, their strength knows no bounds. They can do anything, Duffy and the gang. For the absolute latest on these stories and more, and all those that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. That's where you'll find the travel agents complaining about our stories. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, like tickets to our WDW News Tonight show every Thursday right here in Celebration, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching make the show happen every single week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a WIGS member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.